The sermon provided to us for the third Sunday of Easter is from the sermon text, Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 49, entitled Meal, Message, and Mission. They thought they had seen a ghost. News that Jesus had returned from the dead was reported to the disciples by two men who had met him at a village called Emmaus. Then suddenly Jesus was standing right there. They jumped, scared. How was Jesus here? Their thoughts were of death. And yes, death occupies our thoughts as well. Nothing frightens us quite like the realization that our life here will end one day. As it was for the disciples, our fear of death comes from sin, as if death were the end. Without Christ, there is only fear in death, fear of judgment and hell. But the Lord Jesus is not a spirit, a ghost, an apparition. No, he is alive. He speaks to our hearts, calming the stormy seas of doubt and fear with his loving presence. See my hands and my feet, Jesus says to his troubled followers. And through their eyes we see him risen. Touch me and see, invites the risen Lord. And with and by their hands, we discover that Jesus is not a bodiless phantom. The disciples touch and feel his flesh and bones, the same body that Jesus had before he died on the cross, a human body of skin and muscle, of sinew and bone, only now wondrously transformed to live forever. With joyful amazement, their hands take hold of the flesh that was pierced by nails for our transgressions. With wonder and awe, they embrace the one whose bones were suspended from the cross to save the world. He was dead, but he now lives. Further interaction fills us with wonder. Have you anything to eat? The Lord asked the disciples. Not that he's hungry. No, Jesus hungers for the disciples to know that he has risen. How precious and honored was that piece of broiled fish that Christ consumed before their eyes. The mighty Lord who had multiplied bread and fish to feed the thousands now presides over the joyous heavenly banquet, the unending feast of heaven. Before awestruck disciples, wide-eyed with wonder, Jesus not only appeared and ate this tiny morsel of fish, but he also taught them. Do not be entirely surprised by my resurrection. The Bible said it would happen, he says to them, and to us today. Yes, sacred scripture clearly teaches a message of law. The Ten Commandments rightly accuse us as sinners in need of a Savior. By our own efforts, we cannot earn forgiveness for our sins, save ourselves, nor reverse death's terrible and final sentence. That's why God the Father promised to send his Son to undo sin's curse upon the entire world. And how? Just this, the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead. In fact, the whole Bible points to Jesus. Scripture's main message is not morality. Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms are all about Jesus. These sacred writings were also fulfilled by him. And Jesus now stands alive before the disciples to teach them and us his truth. And then he sends them out, gives them a mission. The word mission being derived from the Latin word mission, which means sent. God the Father sent his Son into the world to save us. And now Jesus sending the disciples to all nations to preach salvation in Jesus alone. Repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name. These witnesses of his resurrection would have the honor to tell future generations, making disciples of the living Jesus by baptizing and teaching in all the world. And we who listen with believing ears and hearts are among those who have been brought into fellowship with the living Jesus through his mission. Were these disciples superheroes in this great work of carrying out Christ's missions in the world? Not hardly, not on their own. They were simple, ordinary men, fishermen, farmers, tax collectors. But the living Jesus gave them this all-important gift, the Holy Spirit. His was a gift they could wear like armor. As St. Paul puts in in Ephesians. And cloaked with the Holy Spirit's presence and power, these men faced danger, rejection, even giving their lives as witnesses for Christ. Yet with joy and amazement, the apostles of the risen Lord Jesus fulfilled their mission, proclaiming his saving message, and eagerly awaited the unending feast of heaven. And do you know what? In these uncertain times, nearly 2,000 years after that first Easter evening, the risen Lord Jesus is also with us. He eats with us in his sacramental meal. He speaks his unchanging word of forgiveness through the word proclaimed by the successors of his disciples, the pastors, and through which he is leading us to himself in heaven. Yes, indeed, Christ is risen. And so he is and will be with us always. Amen. Please stand for the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From this he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.